Backlash as congressman marches National Guard on Rep. Green's office, "We stop this or America is done." By Joshua Klein on March 16, 2021. Uniformed members of the Guam National Guard marched on the Capitol office of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Monday in response to her having erroneously claimed last month the U.S. territory was a foreign country. A fierce backlash erupted online over the use of the military for a political stunt, which is a violation of Defense Department regulations. During an unannounced visit led by Guam's only congressional delegate, Representative Michael San Nicolas, D., more than 20 Guam National Guard troops briefly met with one of Green's aides, who stated the congresswoman was not presently in her office. A 3-minute clip documenting the event was posted later that day, showing San Nicolas delivering a basket of chamorro chip cookies, a staple dessert enjoyed by Guamanians, along with a book about the island's history. Shortly thereafter, prominent figures as well as a flurry of appalled Twitter users took to the social media platform to voice their dismay. "We are witnessing the unabashed politicization of our military, in violation of law and DOD regulations," wrote former CIA officer Brian Dean Wright. "We stop this or America is done," he added. "No free nation lasts when this stuff becomes the norm." "At debt off defense is being politicized," wrote House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Uniformed service members recently criticized a private citizen for his First Amendment rights. And today a Dem lawmaker used soldiers in a political stunt against a GOP member. "At SecDef Austin, this sets a dangerous precedent," he added. "It must stop now." A week of partisan political displays by uniformed military, wrote columnist John Gabriel. More than a little disturbing. What uniformed military leader thought this use of their forces as political props was a good idea? Asked retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. "What in the hell is going on with our military? Who's in charge of these troops and why are they being used as political props?" Asked Republican congressional candidate Buzz Patterson. "I never thought I'd see this," he added. "Why is the military being used as a political prop?" asked journalist Ryan James Gurdusky. "That looks like military intimidation," wrote conservative commentator Ian Miles Chung. "Very cool banana republic you've got there, America." "The military is being used by the Democratic Party to intimidate political threats," wrote radio host J.D. Sharp. "This simply cannot ever happen," he added. "If this continues, we will see a conflict on domestic soil. Now the military is threatening members of Congress in person?" wrote right-wing host and commentator John Cardillo. "This shit had better end forthwith," he added. "Our military being used for the left's political stunts," wrote the Columbia Bugle. "Interesting timing, considering all weekend we were talking about the politicization of the military," wrote author and security expert David Riaboy. "They don't give a damn how it looks. Employing military members in uniform like this to send an overt political message is so wrong at so many levels. I don't even know what to say anymore," wrote former National Security Agency intelligence analyst John Schindler. "This is disgusting," wrote conservative columnist Gavin Wax. "More partisan posturing from uniformed military members," wrote commentator Matt Walsh. "The military under Biden has managed to disgrace itself in unprecedented ways, and it's only been 2 months. What will the next 4 years look like?" he asked. "The military is absolutely not authorized to intimidate any member of Congress," wrote conservative commentator Jack Posobiec. "Another massive failure to honor the separation of the military from politics," wrote president of the Security Studies Group Jim Hansen. "Heads should roll," he added. "In most parts of the world, a bunch of men in military uniform descending uninvited upon the office of a democratically elected representative is not a very good optic," wrote Twitter user Mark Elliott. "And in the U.S. Capitol, of all places. It's stunning that the Biden administration is using the armed services to make political statements," wrote one Twitter user. "This is literally the definition of fascism. Brought to you courtesy of the Biden administration." "The military is now officially a super PAC for the Democrats," wrote another Twitter user. Many on Twitter also noted the incident's similarity with recent takes by military figures as well as official military social media accounts in response to a segment on Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight criticizing President Joe Biden's military priorities. "Last week they attacked Tucker," wrote one Twitter user. Now this. Guys, I think we are heading towards something bad at breakneck speeds, the user added. Well, I thought the military screwed up when they criticized Tucker, but marching the military to the opposition party congressional office is really bad, wrote another Twitter user. Not the best week for our military between this and DOD Twitter accounts fighting Tucker Carlson, noted another Twitter user. First the Tucker debacle and now this. Our military leaders have lost their credibility. Who thought this would be a good idea? Wrote yet another Twitter user. Green drew criticism last month after erroneously stating that Guam is a foreign land. We believe our hard-earned tax dollars should just go for America, not for what? China, Russia, the Middle East, Guam, whatever. Wherever, she reportedly said at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. On Tuesday morning, Green herself called the visit political theater. It's time for our great men and women of the National Guard to go home and be with their families, she wrote. The Democrats need to stop using them as political theater and drama on Capitol Hill. Shame on Democrats for disrespecting our military, she added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.